Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary, and you've done it again. We have yet another amazing guest this morning, and we're going to be talking about multiple unique perspectives of how to use these skills and these strategies. This lady is in the travel niche, and we're going to be talking about how she realized that these skills could be applied to existing things that she's already doing. Great news, my friends. We have just within the last 12 hours launched our brand new 5-day challenge, the Learn, Launch, Lead Challenge. Why do we call it the Learn, Launch, Lead Challenge? Because that's what we do here. First you learn, then you launch, then you become a leader. Right? You step into the role that you are meant to be, the leadership role in your life, the leadership role in your business, in your industry. And we want to teach you how to become that leader in the industry, leader in your niche, and leader in your own life. And so go through those 5 days. If you're brand new, it's a separate product. You can have access or keep access to the existing products, including the 15-day challenge that we had in the past, and really soak this up. If you're an affiliate, you can reapply, go through our mandatory compliance training, and we want to welcome you back as long as you have the same vision and values that we have. All right, my friends, let's get into this. Lacey, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Where are you calling in from?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. Love Nashville. Gotta love Nashville. What a beautiful city. Have you lived there your whole life?
I haven't. I'm originally from Ohio. And there's nothing about Ohio that I love. So I left as soon as I could and came straight to Nashville. It's kind of that middle sweet spot between Kentucky and Ohio kind of thing. So
Absolutely. Well, you recently got married. Congratulations.
I did. Thank you so much. Yes.
Did you meet your husband in Nashville?
I met him in Florida. I had a period of time where Nashville was exploding and it was kind of chaotic here with all the cranes and traffic. So I left the city to get away, and I've always wanted to live by the beach. It was always a goal of mine. So I moved to the beach started working at a restaurant. He was the GM. I was kind of the bar lead, and things started to move, but the lifestyle in Florida is it's very different. And I was headed down kind of a negative path, so I needed to escape. So I moved back to Nashville to kind of be back in the woods and be able to hike and all that, closer to family. He moved with me, and then COVID happened. So.
Okay. Yeah. You guys met before COVID.
Yeah.
You really got to spend some time around each other and determine whether you wanted to spend the rest of your lives together, right? Because you were suddenly locked down.
Yeah. It was kind of crazy. We left Florida in 2019. We traveled. We went to Japan, traveled kind of out west a little bit. And then we landed back in Nashville. And actually, I probably got pregnant in Japan, but I was pregnant the whole thing of during the whole time of COVID. We not only were locked down in a new relationship, I was also pregnant. So it was a lot.
That is a lot. Well, congratulations. As I said, you're also an existing travel agent or in the vacation travel industry. Talk to us a little bit about, first of all, we'll circle back to that, how you found Legendary or what led you to want to go through our education if you were already busy with all these other things that you had going on in your life. What was your motivation to wanting to start an online business, or did you stumble across this and not know that you needed this and just suddenly kind of realized, wait, how did I get here? But who cares? I need this. Tell us the nutshell version of what your motivation was.
Yeah. So maybe a little bit of all of that. I had, during COVID, obviously we're all trying to find something, right, to make income when the world is shut down. So I started my first kind of online business during COVID, which was a huge fail, but that's kind of when I discovered this, like, there are courses out there that will teach you to do these things. And it wasn't, wasn't successful at all. I kind of went through these stages and then I eliminated that from my path, went back into the bar scene. But after bartending for so many years, and then having a son, the hours bartending are extremely demanding. I used to love it. It was a lifestyle that I just enjoyed. I loved building relationships and having communication and being out there being social 12 hours a day. But after having a kid, things change. And I knew now being 2023, 2024 in this time period, there's a way to make money online. And yes, I have a travel business. I'm a travel agent. So I understand how online business works, but I knew that there was more to it than what I was being told. And I had stumbled upon Legendary through somebody talking about making money online. There, being somebody who works online, I know that there are a lot of scams that come with that. So I kind of did my due diligence and researched it a little bit. And I reached out to a couple people and they're like, oh, I don't know, like sounds, you know, kind of sketchy, but I just kind of dove deeper. And once I saw, I paid the $7. Once I saw the 15-day challenge, it took away everything that I'd seen from this person that brought me to you, to opening my eyes to, holy shit, like there's a whole other layer to this that I had no idea. Legendary has completely changed my mindset on this online space, which has kind of made me put a halt on my travel business because I'm like, am I compliant? And am I doing it right? Am I marketing the proper way? How do people see this? It's taught me something so different than how I started my business. So Legendary has been, I don't even know that I was looking for this. It just kind of, and I hear this all the time on Wool, it kind of fell in my lap and I just pushed through the skepticism and I'm forever grateful that I did that.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, obviously, you know, the way in which things are marketed can oftentimes create the skepticism, right? And so, I mean, if you run across somebody who's marketing it in a hypey way, and we do have a lot of affiliates, or and we've had many more in the past, until you get in and actually experience the product, and experience the education, it can be. You should be skeptical. Yeah. As you mentioned about, are you compliant or so forth? I mean, we've, from many of you know, just in the last month or so, we've last couple of months, it was actually an initiative from the beginning of the year. All of our affiliates remember in January, we put out an update to all of our affiliates saying, hey, you know, we're going to have zero tolerance with the kind of hypey marketing and stuff like that. And we've made, you know, a lot of progress in that department. However, I think that, you know, learning, growing up in your business and even in your travel business and kind of understanding the full picture, especially if you want to grow big, you need to make sure that you have all your T's crossed and your I's dotted. You know, because you don't want to run into issues down the road, and have to shut down or stop or have some sort of problem. So, I feel like it's a great, you know, you're a self-aware entrepreneur, and that's a good thing for you and your future and your family and everything like that, because, you know, there's multiple layers to being an entrepreneur and also multiple layers to being an online entrepreneur. You got to make sure that it's not the wild, wild west like sometimes we think it is. It is regulated. There are things that we can and can't do and can and can't say. And so I'm glad that you pushed through some of that to dig into the training and actually have some aha moments. What do you remember were your bigger aha moments? What really stood out to you as, holy crap, like this is a game changer for me?
Yeah. I think in the beginning, so when I started my travel agent business, I was looking for something online, and I started as a travel agent, but nobody kind of guided you to understand what that meant. Like, it's not like I'm going into an office to work as a travel agent. I work online. So my marketing is online. But there's no real coaching with what that looks like, what you're supposed to say, what you're not supposed to say. It's just people would reach out and be like, you can't say that. You can't do this. Versus, hey, that's not really how you're supposed to put that. This is what you should do. And I think that's what I love about Legendary is my aha moment here was, oh, there's like somebody that will teach you what you should say and how you should market in a way that's appealing to people, right? Like, you don't want to be, I don't want to have to post 20 reels or 20 posts to make you feel like this is a real thing. I want you to see it the first time that I say it, the second time that I say it, because it's appealing. My marketing is appealing. So there's I've had a couple aha moments of, oh shit, that's like, that doesn't even look good. Like, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people like block their families and things like that. I've never really blocked my family on social media, so they can always see what I post. And I think I've thought to myself, like, would my mom like that? Like, is my dad looking at that going, oh God, I hope my friends don't follow her, you know? I want to make sure that my marketing is right. And the compliance training has changed my life. I feel like social media kind of transforms every 3 to 6 months. Like, there's this new thing that comes out. Reels are hot. You know, carousel posts are hot. Compliance is changing a little bit. So when I got involved in all this, none of that was really formed in a sense for me to understand it. And Legendary has been the base platform for me to understand how to market online, what to say, how to build a sales funnel. Like, if I had known about a sales funnel when I first started this business, my travel business, I would be so much further along, but nobody teaches you these things. It's just like, hey, get into this and it's going to be successful.
Yeah.
But it tells you that it's not overnight success, right? This has been the first business that I've been with or company that I've been involved with that's been like, hey, you're going to go through some things and you're going to have some struggles. It's, you know, your millionaire mindset. I will listen to that and cry because it just resonates with me so hard in a sense of it is not for the weak. Like, you will quit before you succeed kind of thing. And I watch many people do it because there's nobody behind them saying you have to push through it. You have to keep going. Just because you have 2 likes doesn't mean that nobody's paying attention. It's way deeper than that. And it's a total mindset thing for me. I've had to completely shift my mindset, and Legendary has helped with that to help me kind of grow and be successful and understand the professional way to be an online marketer.
Yeah, for sure. And that's awesome because, you know, the professional way is well put. It's like, you know, if you don't want to be viewed as the sketchy, scammy, person or marketer out there that has to hide from their family, that has to hide, then, you know, learn to educate, you know, learn to deliver value, learn to explain things for people. You laid it out. I mean, learn to, you know, one of the reasons why, just for example, if you're in the make money online industry or niche, you know, constantly just flashing how much money you've made is the number one thing that feels ick and also comes across as not only arrogant, but also just makes people skeptical. Cause it's like, well, and then they're like, well, how did you make the money? And what did you, you know, especially if you're showing off the money from the very course that you're selling, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, if the only money that you're showing off is from the very course that you're trying to sell people, the same, like, I see, you know, affiliates that we've unfortunately had to part ways with, and they're still doing it. It's like, it's amazing that people even are attracted to that, because it's like, well, I'm showing you that I just made $10,000 off of selling this course to other people, and now, or this thing to other people, this program, whatever, and now you're going to buy it based off of just the fact that I've made X amount of dollars selling it to other people. It's like, it's not a very healthy marketing message. So how can I actually come up with a marketing message that you know, isn't so, doesn't make people feel so either skeptical or like, maybe I'll get a pie in the sky, maybe I'll get lucky, right? Yeah, and, right? And then come in and then get mad when they don't get those same results that you were marketing to them, right? It's like, you know, legendary, we want people to understand that these skills are transferable, that these skills, certainly some people come in and want to become affiliates of our courses, but that's not the only way in which you can use these strategies and skill sets. That's a freckle on the pimple of a gnat's ass compared to what these strategies are capable of and how many different industries and products, right? You would have more, the point would come across clearer to people if you showed them how you use these strategies in your travel business. Say you were promoting our course. It would come across clearer and more powerfully if you showed them how you use these strategies in your travel business.
Yeah.
Than if you only showed them how you use them to resell the course, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, because that makes sense to people. It would come across clearer to people if you went to Amazon and scrolled down to the bottom of their website and showed people they have an affiliate program here at Amazon.
Right.
Most people out there don't, if you want to be in the affiliate marketing or online marketing niche, most people don't even know what affiliate marketing is or how it works.
Yeah.
So just simply explaining that instead of wanting people to buy something just because you're plastering big numbers and expecting them to just be, you know, people are blinded by money. So they do things that are not practical. And then they get panicked and they get frozen and they get paralyzed versus because they're coming in with a lottery mindset and they don't actually aren't ready to do the work. Right. Yeah. Versus, again, explaining to people how things work, just appetizers. I mean, if we're doing 30, 60 second reels or we're writing emails that are short, you know, we don't have to go into excessive detail. We just have to give people enough to make them curious. That's how you create compelling content in any niche, is you're not giving them the full course in the short marketing video. You're taking them through a couple of different points that are getting their, that are, that, that give them enough information to understand what you're talking about and make them curious to want to learn more.
Yeah.
What comes up for you as I rant about this a little bit?
Yeah, I'll even say, like, I've fallen for those. Like, I think you find people in their weak moments of life, right? Somebody, you know, I've had weak moments where I'm like, oh shit, this person just made $10,000. I'm comfortable being online. I know I can do that. But then you jump in, they don't answer your questions. There's no follow through. You have no answers. Now you're just in this circle of feeling defeated. I think that there is a lot of, unfortunately, there's misguided affiliates out there, or online marketers, if you will. And it's hard to understand that, like, this is a real business model when there's so many people that just market it as, hey, you can make this overnight, or hey, I made this in 2 hours. When there's really 5 or 6 months before that they've been working really hard on building something in the background that they don't share with you. So it is, I think that, you know, if you're falling for somebody who's promoting that they're making $10,000 overnight, or hey, start this and you're going to make $2,000 a day. Is it possible? Yeah. But do you have to put in, you know, all this time and effort and work and dedication and consistency and stay focused? 100%. But nobody tells you that, right? Like, that's kind of the false advertisement that that's happening right now. And this transition, you know, and I'm super thankful that you guys have come out with this whole compliance, because I was part of the group that was, you know, making these claims that I won't, that not that they weren't true, because I learned through Legendary, don't make a false claim that's not true. You can't back it up. But to put your money out there, it is tacky. And I use the word tacky because I just feel like it's not proper. Like, it doesn't look nice. You know, you don't want people to follow you because you made money. You want people to follow you because you're genuine and have a home, right, and a family, and you're motivated and you're consistent and you have something that you're trying to build, not because you made $2,000 in a couple hours.
Right.
It doesn't really work that way. And it's super tacky. And if you understand the right way, then you see how tacky it actually is. So yeah, I think that, you know, understanding the full scope of it and staying up to date even with compliance and how to really market yourself and look professional no matter what you do. If it's just affiliate marketing or incorporating it into a business that you already have going. I mean, there are a lot of people that come on here and talk about real estate. I don't see those people promoting that they made all this money in commission through selling a house. I mean, that's, it's tacky, right? Like, you're talking about a professional business that you,
right. Yeah, that's a great example. It's advertising how much you make from off of people that you're selling the very product to. Right. Yeah. Doesn't it I mean, the only people that are going to go for that are people that are so desperate that, you know, they're going to have unrealistic expectations when they come into your business or into your program or into your course or whatever you're marketing. That was a great analogy about it'd be like a plumber pulling up and trying to close a sale to plumb your house by telling you that he's made $100,000 off of other customers in the neighborhood.
Right.
And it's like, well, that, right. Instead of giving you some tidbits, not explaining how plumbing works, cause that would take 20 years. Right.
Yeah.
But saying, hey, yeah, a lot of people in this neighborhood are having problems because there's old clay pipes. And so that's what I've been replacing is, right, these old clay pipes in the ground. And I'm happy to do a free estimate to dig up a section to see if you have one. Right. It's like, that's yeah, how you sell.
There's,
right,
a different way to find a weakness in somebody than throwing money in their face. Hey, you're weak. You're down. You can make $2,000. Hey, you're weak. You're down. There's this journey that I can bring you on that will not only create money and generate money, but also shift your mindset. It's kind of a full body situation, a full program that you kind of walk through. It's not, you know, you talk about finding people's weaknesses, but you have to do it in such a manner that is professional and appealing and not tacky. And you lose people that way. Like, you lose them faster than they continue to follow you, really.
Well, look at this. Look at everything that Legendary is as of today. And our most recent 15-day challenge that we had for a long time, and the sales material on the sales page for that was pretty income claim free. However, in an effort to, you know, make it 100% compliant and 100% and based off the guidance that I've sought out over the past few months, as well from people like Attorney Greg and other compliance experts and online marketing compliance experts. By the way, you know, I want to give great kudos to Anik Singhal, who came out with the podcast Don't Say That. Recently launched a book called Don't Say That. You can get that at don'tsaythat.com. It goes through all of the, you know, for a few dollars. He even just came out with a digital version for $7. Let me make sure that it's at don'tsaythat.com. Yeah. So you can go to don'tsaythat.com. And you can pick up his book. You can have access to the the podcast. Let me just pull it up here real quick so you can see the page. This is Attorney Greg. He's actually the attorney who did our compliance training for us and has been helping us out. We hired and retained him for his guidance and expertise and knowledge. They've got this new book that they both came out and wrote. It's got incredible value in it. And I would encourage each one of you, if you want to know what to say and what not to say, go get the book. Don't say that. You know what I mean? And I just want to say, I get no affiliate commission for this. I am not an affiliate of this book. Okay. I am not doing this because Attorney Greg is our attorney, and I am not. It's just simply that I think that this is good information for the online marketing industry to have. Not only that, but they've done long form episodes. It's good information. It's good, solid information. And I give Onyx Singhal a lot of credit. He got sued by the FTC. It completely devastated his life. He was saying a lot less than a lot of marketers that you see out here are saying. He got sued by the FTC, and he turned that struggle into a strength, and decided to use that knowledge and that experience and he's a good marketer. To turn that into a positive for the industry. The industry as a whole, he's a 20-year online marketing vet. And, again, you don't have to hire Attorney Greg, although if you want to be an affiliate of ours, you are going to go through a 2-hour compliance training and you're going to be forced to watch it. And it's going to be a very educational experience that Attorney Greg is going to kind of take you through. It was hosted by me and Attorney Greg and our team a couple of weeks ago for all of our affiliates. But my point is that it's elevating the emotional, mental, spiritual intelligence of the industry. It really is. And it's setting us all up, those who want to pay attention. Because if you listen to Onyx Singhal's story about what happened when he got sued by the FTC, it was not fun. It was not fun. I mean, he said that he was in the emergency room for 2 months or something, and he would have rather done that. And that was easier to go through than getting sued by the FTC. So, all of these, that's why we've parted ways with people who were not affiliates of ours, even our absolute top affiliates, because they weren't on the same, they weren't willing to follow these compliance guidelines. And for me, I'm responsible for protecting two very important groups of people. The first group is my own family, okay? The second is you and your families, right? So I can come out here and trust me by not doing everything that we've done, we would have made a lot more money. Right? Because all of these people saying whatever they wanted out on the internet. But by doing what we've done, it's been a huge investment. And I say investment as a nice way of putting it. It has slowed down our revenue. And long term, it will be a smarter move, because if you get in regulatory trouble with the government, they take everything you've made anyways. That's what a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
Is that if the government comes in and thinks that you were doing it in a way that violates FTC law, they make you give everything back. And I just don't think, and think about this, all these people who are marketing everything that they have, all the money that they have, and all the money that they've made while doing illegal marketing. It's just giving the FTC and telling them how much that you have there that they can take from you. It's ignorant.
Yeah.
It's not only tacky, but it's also not business smart. Sure. And so, there's to add insult to injury, recently in the marketplace, there's been this resurgence of these pyramid scheme resell programs. And we just want to be the farthest thing from all of that. You know, I would rather not be in business than to be compared to those programs and those things, right? We're an education company. We're an e-learning company. Our affiliate program is separate from that. It's a completely, there's no purchase required to be an affiliate of Legendary. It's not, you don't have to buy it to resell it. There's nothing in our program that asks you to resell it. So we don't want to be in the same bucket. We're not in the same bucket as the resell pyramid schemes or or even an MLM, even though MLM is not particularly an illegal business model. We want to continue to be what we've always been as a company, which is online marketing education delivered simply and with integrity. And what we've proven is that no matter what tough decisions you have to make, and no matter what, if you have to even tear down your business to build it back up, that it always, most of the time short term, but also in the long term, especially in the long term, it is the more profitable decision. It is the more intelligent decision. And it's exactly how my career has lasted 13 years in this industry, where others have, you know, not, they've either run into legal trouble or not evolved their marketing skills to be in tune with the market. And Lacey, you made a huge point a moment ago, which is the skeptical, hypey marketing is it. People are tight. It's not just in our industry. The marketplace recognizes it and doesn't respond to it as much anymore. Not normal, intelligent people anyways.
Yeah.
And I would think that that's what you're seeing as well. And I think that's the point you were just making, correct?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think before I was truly educated on what this looked like, I was in a weak, very vulnerable moment of trying to escape something that made me very unhappy, but still trying to find a base platform to utilize, you know, online marketing. I know that it works, but it's how does it work? It's not through, I didn't just start this business and make $2,000, but I'm kind of following this trend of telling people that you can make $2,000. It doesn't match. It doesn't match up. You know, when I first started, I was in the make money online niche, and every post I would make would feel ugh. Like I'd go back and watch it. I'm like, is that really who I want to be? And I really didn't even, I would have no follow through with any of it. So then I started to kind of circle back and take a bigger look at what am I doing? What am I promoting? Online, you can reach so many people. It's not like throwing a newspaper in your front lawn anymore. I mean, online is such a different way of marketing. It's new and you reach so many people. It's my face. Like I put my family out there. I put my face out there. The last thing I want to do is give somebody some insight that I'm making something that I'm not really making. I mean, I still have a life happening. Like people are like, do you want to hang out? You claim that you make all this money, but you can't hang out because you can't afford it. Like it just doesn't match up, you know? There's initial things that happen in the beginning. You have to invest and let the time soak in that you need for your business to gain traction, learn the algorithm, find your niche, talk to your audience. There's just so much more that comes with it than, hey, you can make this money and pay off all your debt and buy a new house. It is ignorant. But as an ignorant buyer, you buy into those things, right? Like, 'cause you also don't know.
Yeah.
Until you find an educational course that will teach you, oh shit, I fell for that scam, but thank God I found this kind of thing.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just growing yourself up, you know, and learning how to just be more, you know, being an entrepreneur and marketing any product or service is hard work, right? And so what's hard about it is learning how to market it, right? Yeah. That's why we're called Legendary Marketer and not Legendary Product or Legendary, you know, course, or right? Because it's not you know, first of all, if you're starting off as an affiliate, you're not even creating a product. Usually you're creating a product, a course, a coaching program, an event. As you become more, some of you may be ready to do that off the bat, but many of you, if you're brand new, you're starting with affiliate marketing. So you're finding products that are already created. So your job is to figure out how to market it. You know, that is the whole job.
Right.
And that's a great first job. That's a great first thing to focus on, because when you do create your own product, if you have a coaching program, event, course, something down the road, I don't care, even if you have a physical product, it can be a great product, but if you don't know how to market it, it's just going to sit on the shelf. It's not going to sell.
Yeah.
And so that is the whole thing, is learning how to market it. That is the hard work. And I know that a lot of people get like caught up in setting up the technical funnels and stuff like that. But honestly, friends, that's not the hard work. That there's tutorials. That's math. You click here, you click there, you set it up. It's like math. There's an absolute outcome to that, right? It works in a specific way, and it works the same way for every person. Mm-hmm. That's what software does, right? Software is not an evolving organic message, right? It's not something that's you can shape and shift and make your own. A marketing message, however, a video, how you communicate how a product works, is something that you can customize and make your own. So that's why it's the hard part.
Yeah.
And that's why it's seductive to want to just copy other people, or just in, you may not realize that what you're copying is not actually the best thing to copy. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've always said, in why we've even titled our brand new challenge, our new 5-day challenge that we just launched today, the Learn, Launch, Lead Challenge, because you need to learn, first of all. You need to learn whatever the hell you're going to promote. You need to learn about that thing.
Yeah.
You need to learn about that concept, that philosophy. If you're marketing some sort of a dog training course, you need to learn about what's in that course so you can go out and hand out appetizers of little pieces of value to people to get them attracted. So if they want more, you can point them towards your funnel and eventually to that product. That's the whole hit of this. That's everything. If you're going to market our 5-day Learn, Launch, Lead Challenge, then you need to, ideally, I'd recommend that you go through the damn challenge and actually take some notes and actually write down what stood out to you. Yeah. And actually, because that's going to be your marketing material.
Yeah.
That's going to be what you're going to go out and educate people with out in the marketplace. Give them little, it's just like that. My favorite analogy is handing out the bourbon chicken in the mall. You don't go and try to sell people a whole plate, because that's what they'd buy if they came up to the window.
Right.
But you hand them a piece of bourbon chicken on a toothpick. And maybe they it's so good that they're like, shit, yeah, I'll take a plate right now.
Yeah.
There's going to be a small percentage of people that buy right then. That are like, oh my God, I was starving, bourbon chicken, holy shit, give me a double portion. And there's others who are going to take that, eat that, and next time they come back through the mall, they're going to come 15 minutes early so they can have a plate.
Right.
What you're going to do is you're going to give them that bite, that nugget of value. Hey, I want to teach you today about XYZ. Did you know XYZ? Give them some stats, teach them some things about how you can do affiliate marketing in other industries. Show them some examples of people doing affiliate marketing. If I'm going to give you guys an idea, if you went out there with your marketing glasses on and actually found affiliate marketing campaigns that other people were doing, if you spotted them and you, every video that you made on your social media said, let me show you a brand new affiliate marketing campaign in the blank niche, and took 30 seconds to just show people the ad, the sale, the landing page, opted in. This is the free gift that they gave away, and just broke it, like just hacked people's campaigns and just pointed them out to people because people don't understand it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be what, and hey, if you want to learn more, go get my free download, go get my PDF, go get my free training. If you want to know how to do this yourself,
yeah,
then go get my 5-page PDF that breaks down my top 5, you know, ways to do affiliate marketing in 2024, or
right.
You know, the top 5 things to look out for when choosing an affiliate program or affiliate product, or my top 5, you know, ways to learn whatever, right? Whatever your free PDF is.
Right. But
man, it's you, so a lot of times in our and that would work in any niche. If I was marketing some sort of dog training, well, you know, it'd be real helpful if I found clips of people doing dog training out there, and I don't even have to do the dog training myself. I can just duet or side by side the content and show other people doing the training.
Yeah.
And give people little tips, because here's what makes people buy more than anything. If you show them that you can help them, wait for it, by actually helping them. you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yep. I mean, that's the thing too. Like in Legendary, there are so many people that are affiliates or not affiliates that have just been extremely helpful. Like the community itself is worth $7. I mean, like I would have paid $7 a long time ago just to have this strong community behind, you know, trying to figure out this online space. It's a whole different beast when you do it by yourself, but then to have a community that will answer small questions or be there for support, give you a, hey, keep going, kudos to you kind of thing, a pat on the back, if you will. It's not like you're going into the office, right, to get that pat on the back that people look for. Like you look for it online now. So the community itself is worth everything.
Yeah. So, and I agree. It's all about the right information from the right people in the right environment.
Yeah.
And that environment is really key. You know, it's like a great sports team. You got to have the right culture and the right environment.
Yeah.
You got to have people who are willing to change the environment if the environment gets toxic.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I've learned and found myself in the position to have to be that person. And it's not easy, but that's the job of a head coach.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's the job of a head coach. And hopefully that's a great, you know, takeaway for all of you watching and being a part of our community, that you have to hold your community down. You have to do what's best for them, even if it's hurts you. Right. And that's certainly been the case with us. I mean, it's financially, it might hurt, right, to let people go, to cut ties with certain affiliates, to cut ties with certain advertising sources or tactics. But at the end of the day, if it's in the best interest of everybody and it's going to keep people safe, then you do it. You have to do it.
Yep.
You have to do it.
Like you said, it's not about the money. It's about seeing your story through. And this is just part of the story. And I'm happy to be part of the story. Honestly, I'm happy that I fell in Legendary when I did. And then to still be a part of it and go through everything that you've put out there for everybody is just, you can't put a price tag on it. That's not, and at the end of the day, I think that's the biggest thing, is understanding it's not about the money on all ends. It's not about the money on my end. It's not about the money on your end. I mean, yeah, we're all here to make money, but if you can really let it soak in that it's not about the money, that mindset shift kind of starts to change, and you realize that it's really just about kind of connecting with people and understanding their journey also. Some people don't want to put it out there the way you want to put it out there, but they might connect with you and then want to talk to you on a different level. So when you understand, which is a hard thing to understand, it's a hard thing to understand, it's not about the money, because that's how you're raised, right? Is work, 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 make money, show up, make the money. We won't make money unless you show up kind of thing. It's very different when it's, you don't focus on the money and you focus on really transitioning, being a better person, being a better mom, being a better wife or husband, you know, showing up to pick your son or daughter up from school, being somebody who is relatable and people want to hang out with or talk to or learn from. All that's free. It's all free. That's the biggest thing is understanding those are the key things that online can really teach you, is being genuine, I think.
Yeah, and developing your skills. Bonnie says, hi, Bonnie. Gold bars, Lacey. It's all about the mindset and connection. The money will come as a result of how skillful, key word, skillful you become. That is the very thing that's missing from the majority of you who are following people who are, you know, having incredible success and also, showing how much money they've made, and you're wondering, why are you not making that same money? Well, first of all, stop falling for that. Stop buying from those people, right? Because you're buying from the wrong people in the wrong mindset with the wrong expectation.
And you started off by comparing yourself. You've already started this business by comparing yourself to that person.
Correct.
And that's the wrong, you already have the wrong mentality of what we're even trying to do here.
Correct. Very great point. Instead, understand that the very thing that you're missing is the skills. It's both the life skills and the business skills. And when I say life skills, I mean like the time management, the ability to set boundaries, your self-esteem, and what are things that you can do to build that self-esteem. That's what I mean by life skills, just to be precise and specific. The business skills, I'm talking about the marketing. I'm talking about knowing how to market yourself, knowing how to market a product. That's what this is all about. And that's exactly what you need to learn. And you learn that in lots of different ways. You learn that in obviously going through our training. You learn it through testing and taking what you've learned and putting it into practice. You're not going to know everything at first. Yeah. You're going to have to put it into practice. And here's one thing that I want to give everybody in terms of allowing you to breathe a little bit and not be so paranoid whether you're compliant or not. Ask yourself, is the net impression, this is a term that I learned from attorney Greg in Onik, is the net impression that I'm making on my customers and on people who are watching my content, is it that anybody can get the results that I get, right? Is the net impression that I make, so you don't have to pick yourself apart. You don't have to, you know, worry about every single word. You still can be creative. You still should tell your story. You still should talk about your passions and why you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, or why you're doing, or how it can help somebody, or how it's helped you, right? But the net impression of what you're doing needs to be that, look, my results are my results, and the average person who starts things doesn't follow through with it. Even if it's a dog training, even if it's buying any course, you have to make sure that you market what the average person's expectations are. But as long as the net impression, if you write a disclaimer that says, you know, hey, I, you know, the results are not typical. You know, the average person who buys this, you know, gets no results at all, but then your marketing message in your video contradicts that statement, that's not going to fly. And again, this is not legal advice. This is what I've learned from studying people like attorney Greg and Onik in their experience. But we don't need to be paranoid about our marketing. Marketing is about being aggressive. Marketing is about getting out there in the marketplace and pushing your message. You can always adjust it. You can always be willing to adjust it. Be willing to take feedback on it. be willing to evolve your message, right? Mm-hmm. And most importantly, I think the number one thing to remember is, you know, don't go flashing your income. That's the number one thing. Mm-hmm. Everything else is a, it's all about net impression. And is the net impression of what I'm communicating that is all you have to do is just buy this thing and do a little bit of work or no work at all, and you're going to get results. Yeah. The net impression of what you're saying has to be realistic. You have to include context. Yeah. You have to include context in your marketing message. Now, that can be difficult in a 30-second video. I get it. You have to include the context, though. You can't just include the one side of the story. We've been talking about this the whole episode, that this takes, it takes dedication. It can take years. Mm-hmm. It takes it to, I mean, how long have you been doing this? Well, if you've been doing it for 9 months, or if you've been doing it for 9 years, that's an important detail.
Yeah.
It's about full disclosure.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah, if you're doing it, it's sort of like this. Think about it like this. If somebody's going to great marketing, and this is what I think is hot in 2024, is actual full disclosure, because people want it and they need it and they're demanding it. They don't want it. We're already skeptical about institutions and media and government and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So people want full disclosure. They want the context. So here's here's an analogy. If I'm entering, think about your husband, you just got married. If you're entering into a relationship with somebody and you're going to be exclusive with them and get serious, would you like them to tell you about the fact that they have kids?
Sure.
If they have kids from an existing relationship?
Yeah.
The fact that they're not divorced yet, but they're not together. They're not together. Just the divorce isn't final.
Right, yeah.
Still legally married.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you also like to know if they've, I mean, it'd be useful, it'd be nice, full disclosure context to know that why your past relationship didn't work out.
Right.
Were you in, did you go to counseling? Did you, was there some infidelity?
Yeah.
You know what, right? That's useful. Right, yeah. But instead, just, hey, Lacey, how you doing? Hey, want to move in? I know we just met. No, you don't need to know anything about me. Just know that I'm a great guy. Come on, I'm going to take care of you. You know,
I made $1 million last year. It's fine.
I made $1 million. You know, hey, don't worry about how much I actually kept. Right, not the gross, just right the gross. That's another thing.
Yeah.
In terms of full disclosure, right? Yeah. So let's take this back to the marketing perspective. If you made $1 million, how much did you spend to make that? That's right. A part of full disclosure.
Yeah.
That's a part of full disclosure.
Yeah.
If we talk about, hey, I made $5,000 last week. Okay, well, how much did you actually spend?
Yeah.
There are some marketers out there. I feel like Pat Flynn, he's a guy who did a podcast. There's a couple of other people who have reported their actual earnings so that on their website, I think John Lee Dumas did it over at Entrepreneur on Fire. He did a podcast. I don't know if he still does it or not, but he reported his income every month. So he actually did a full profit and loss sheet on his website. And if you guys want to report your income and talk about your income, then that's a great way to do it, because you can say, hey, I actually report my income on my website. And I'm just trying to find it here real quick, because it's actually a pretty cool idea. I don't know if he does it anymore. There's some entrepreneurs out there. I wonder if anybody in the comments knows about anybody who does it. He may not do it anymore, but there are some marketers who report their earnings, but they include their entire expenses as well.
Yeah.
They include all of their expenses. So you're not just getting you're not just getting a one-sided
version,
right? You're actually getting their full behind the scenes profit and loss. So, you know, if you guys want to talk about your income, oh, hold on a second. Look at this. All right. Okay, watch this. I'm going to blow you guys' mind. This is actually a really cool thing. Our monthly income reports, okay? So this guy's name is John Lee Dumas, okay? And you can see from 2013 to 2024, his monthly income reports. And he, every single month, look, here's the full report, okay? He goes in here and he goes through and gives his gross income, his total expenses, his total net profit, the difference between March and February. He gives context about it, right? Yeah. He talks about, I think he goes through and gives a detailed list of his expenses, if I'm not, yeah. His entire monthly income breakdown, product and service, right? Free courses that contributed, affiliate income, all of his expenses, right?
Yeah.
So here's a way in which he is able to talk about his now. Who's really willing to do this? Hardly anybody, right? But this is a very compliant, very. This is what I mean when I now, how many people is this valuable to see this on the show right now? How many people is this valuable for you all to see this, what he's done here? This is a wonderful way for you to, let me take the banner off. What's coming up for you as I show this, Lacey? Isn't this kind of cool?
It is very cool. And it's something that I, one, wish that I knew of in the beginning of all this. Because nobody tells you that, hey, if you want to upgrade to Canva Pro, it's $119 a year. Or, hey, if you want to, you know, use this app, they might charge you $37 up front. But that's the best way to get a good video. Or, I mean, nobody tells you these things that are in the beginning, I should say.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say, hey, invest in this. You could make good money. But also, A through Z is going to come up and you're probably going to make some other expenses too. You know, nobody tells you that in the beginning. So it's nice to see kind of a P&L report.
Right.
And look what goes into entrepreneurship and online marketing. And
yes,
there's just so much more than the baseline of a free. Yeah. Instagram and Facebook are free, but there's something else that comes with that you want, that you're going to want to purchase to make sure that you have the knowledge and, you know, $7 for a course and a nice platform to make videos. Those things cost money. So yes, there's a free version of this, but also you might want to upgrade to this because it opens up a whole new door for you to market your business with.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this would be a great example of full context, right? Yeah. So, you know, if you're going to talk about income, this is a great way to talk about income in a very well, I mean, he's putting it all out there. Yeah. So there's nothing to hide. So if you want to talk about income and you want to talk about your income, well, you don't even have to talk about it. You certainly can. But you would need to point people to your full context disclosure of, so they understand the full scope of what it is that you've made and also that you've spent, right? Yeah. Because that's an important part. And how valuable is this? This guy's built his business, John Lee Dumas, Entrepreneur on Fire. I mean, look at how long he's been doing this for. I mean, he's been publishing these reports for since 2013, you know? So, you know, it's an incredible proof and validation that the more disclosure, the more context you can provide people, the better. It's not going to hurt your business, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt your business to look at, he's been doing it since 2013,
yeah.
You know, for 11 years, you can go through every, even his first 365 days, you know, look, so his first 365 days, he made $69,000.
Yeah.
He had a net income of $26,000. This was back in 2012.
Yeah.
Right. Now, since 2012, he's made $26 million.
Yeah.
The net income of $20 million. So that's a great, that is a wonderful example of what's possible in not quitting before the miracle happens. Now, when I say miracle, this was his miracle.
Yeah.
His miracle was, well, golly, you know, $26,000. I've spent $69,000. You know, a lot of money's going out the door. You know, where is the money? Well, he made $26,000. Now, $26,000 is barely enough money to be able to survive in America.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, $26,000. I don't know if he had other income coming in possible if you go back and read his income report. But over the next 10 years, or since 2012, he made $26 million with a net profit of $20 million. Now, I also want to point out, he sells courses, coaching, and events, okay? And some journals. I think he has a journal and a couple of other things. Look at the profit margins on that business.
Yeah.
Look at the freaking profit margins on that business. Very, very few businesses. So I want you to think about your journey. And I want you to think, all of you sitting here, I want you to think about the lousy $26 that you made, or the lousy $2,600 that you made, or even some of you who are kind of stuck in that in-between space. Maybe you've made something like $26,000. You're probably, there's a lot fewer of you who have made $26,000. But if you have, it doesn't matter. $26,000, $2,600, $26,000, negative $26,000, whatever it is. And just this is what's possible with all of the context behind the entire journey. So if I wanted to give everybody an example of what context looks like. Context is giving people the full story instead of just part of it, right? Of letting them understand. And that's one of the reasons why I kind of here as the facilitator and leader of Legendary turned back in 2020 to doing these long form episodes, is because I wanted to be able to give people context instead of just a snippet of a testimonial.
Yeah.
Right? I wanted to be able to give people full conversations to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. So as we bring this in for a landing, first of all, any thoughts about what I just went over in this example of John Lee Dumas's full context?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great platform to maybe go back to and reference to. It's also nice to maybe send people who have questions about it. Look, yeah, this is where you can start, but also there's a lot that goes into it, and this is where you could be. So this kind of gives a wide range of beginning to finish. And it's nice to, there are a couple things with travel that I'm like, hey, you don't believe that you can earn money as a travel agent kind of thing, or, you know, I'm happy to book your trip. It doesn't cost you anything extra. You can also go to this platform and see that. Like I'm putting it out there for you to see this other thing. So, you know, I'm being truthful. This is kind of similar to that, where you can guide people to this.
Yeah.
To let them know that, yeah, you're going to make this investment. You might have some loss. If you stick with it long enough, you'll see the gain and the good that comes out of not quitting before the miracle happens.
And I've put the link up here for John Lee Dumas's Entrepreneur on Fire website, eofire.com/income. So you can go check out what I'm talking about. Now, this is his business. This is an example that I'm giving everybody of what, if you want to talk about money, then have point people to a page on your website that gives them the full breakdown of the actual money that you've made and the expenses that you have. And I would even challenge each of you to publish that every month. I'm actually now thinking about doing that. It's just such a great way to give full context. And as I was talking about full context, this example came into my mind. And I wondered if John Lee Dumas was still doing it. And here he is still doing it, still publishing his income reports. And it's such a great way. And it's such a great example of giving full context. So think about that in everything that you do. Think about that in all of your marketing, the overall net impression. I can still be aggressive. I can still be passionate. I can still be, you know, everything that I want to be, that I feel compelled to be. I want to talk passionately about, my what I'm marketing, the topic. I want to share these that you can still share things. You still can teach people things. You still can get people excited about things, but do it in a way that gives them full context. If you're going to talk about, you know, outcomes, also spend 50% of the time talking about the work that it's going to take and the pros and the cons, right? Don't just give them the pros list. Also give them the cons list.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like if you think about these commercials for medications, you know, federal law requires that as they're talking about the fact that this pill might cure your blood pressure, you also are required, they're also required to tell you that in the studies that they've done, it's also killed a lot of people. Now that does not stop. That's never stopped me. Those disclosures have never, if it's a damn medication, think about Viagra. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you listen to some of those, you know, disclosures, man, it's like, whew, that's rough. That's rough, man. You know, like, damn, that could happen. Has that ever stopped a single man who needed that from going and getting that drug? Not a single person. Yeah. Not a single man.
Yeah.
Right? So if what you have actually can help people and you're able to articulate that it can help people, and you give them full context that it's not for everybody and it could do some damage too. Yeah. If they need, at least they've got the full picture, and that's right. What you're legally required to do. But if they need it, it's not going to stop them. At least it's not stopped me in the past.
Yeah.
That specific example, not without specific example, by the way. But just with any sort of medication or things. And you know what? Whether I've done that, whether I've sought out that medication or not, it's none of you guys' damn business anyways. I was just using it as a friggin' example. What have you learned about yourself throughout this process, Lacey, that we could end with and sort of begin to bring this in for a landing? Thank you for the very enlightening conversation, by the way.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to be here. I've learned so much. Honestly, I'm forever thankful. I feel like this has changed me as a mother, honestly. I'm a better partner. I'm a better marketer and business owner. I have way more confidence than I had last year this time. So just in that short amount of time, I've changed as a person and gained so much confidence. This has been eye-opening and enlightening and honestly refreshing, just knowing that there is an educational course out there to teach you how to do it right and to be a professional in the right way. This is a real business model. It is a real profession if you act on so and market it that way. So I'm forever thankful in the confidence and growth that I've had on this journey.
Nice. Well, I can sense it in you, and it's been wonderful for you to hear you kind of speaking your truth and what you believe in and what you feel passionate about, what you feel convicted about. And, you know, confidence is the number one sales strategy in history, right? Actual conviction in what you're selling.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some of you ought to really take a real look at that. Is maybe one of the reasons why you haven't had success with things that you're selling in the past, or strategies in which you're selling it with, is because you don't feel fully confident and convicted about it.
Yeah.
There's an old, you know, kind of saying or story or whatever you would call it, parable, that, you know, when two people sit down to sell each other something, or they both have something to sell, the one with the most confidence leaves with the other person's money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not really like in an arrogant, confident way. It should be more in like an educational way. Like, I'm more educated, which has created the confidence that I have to market online, create a video, talk on camera. Those are all, I'm more educated now, whereas before I wasn't educated. So I would just get on and shoot dry spaghetti at the wall and hope that it stuck, you know?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the moment there's a difference between having real confidence and just a loud bark,
right?
Because a loud bark with no bite, right, is, well, you, the moment you get challenged, or the moment that you have, and you are going to get challenged, friends out there online, people are going to make comments, people are going to ask questions, family and friends are going to criticize. And if you don't know your shit, I don't know how else to say that in a more professional way.
Yeah.
If you don't know your shit, then you're going to get rattled.
Mm-hmm.
So know your shit.
Mm-hmm. You're, or don't talk about it.
Well, absolutely. And that confidence does come from knowing your shit. Damn. I've never walked away impressed by somebody because I was like, wow, they're really cocky. They're really confident.
Right.
If they didn't, if they knew their shit, but they were cocky, I'd walk away and say, damn, she really knew her shit.
Yeah.
Right. So it's very different. If somebody's cocky but doesn't know their shit, they're just cocky. And but if they're cocky or confident and they know their shit, it's like, damn.
Ooh, yeah.
He knew his shit. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you make a great point, and thanks for pointing that out. My friend, it's been wonderful. Congratulations on all of the success in your life and business.
Thank you so much.
Keep it up. My best to you and your family. Let's have another conversation. Come back and see me in a short bit of time, and keep me posted on your journey. Okay.
I'd love that. Thank you so much.
All right, Lacey. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right, my friends, go and follow Lacey at Vacation Days by Lace. Vacation Days, DAZE by Lace, LACE. And that's DAZE, Vacation Days by Lace. All right, my friends. Wow, what a great conversation. I mean, we were at 11:15 this morning, and I actually have a busy morning and had intended to get off by 10:45. So look at that, rocking and rolling. But you never leave a great conversation. You never leave a great conversation. That's one thing that I've learned in life, is that things can wait when you're in a great conversation, and when you're talking about something that gets your spirit rocking and rolling and gets you fired up. My friends, if you hadn't noticed, we did launch our new 5-day challenge at learnlaunchleadchallenge.com. That is also available in your back office. You can go under products, find it, click it, buy it. It's $5, $1 a day. You'll keep access to existing challenges and products. This is a brand new product. It's not an update to an existing one. We want you to be able to keep whatever you've had in the past. So learn, launch, lead, challenge. Just also a update or an announcement for our affiliates. You can go back into your back office, go under account, click affiliates. You'll be prompted to sign a new affiliate agreement. Read, review that. As well, you'll be forced to watch a compliance training if you want to be an affiliate of Legendary Marketers. So you can go back and do that now. If you were an existing affiliate, we do not have doors open for new affiliates at this time, but we will in the near future. So my friends, we are rocking. We are rolling, man. Get out of here. Have a great day. Be legendary. We will see you tomorrow for another episode. And we will also see many of you at an upcoming mastermind in New Orleans. If you want to attend a mastermind, we encourage you to go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. You can get information about that. You can buy a ticket to that mastermind. You can also reach out to your business plan advisor or customer support and get a ticket or get information about it. We have a few more seats that are available. It's going to be a great event. Like all of our events, we just revealed our speakers yesterday as well. Some awesome speakers. And my friends, we're rocking, we're rolling. Be legendary. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Thanks again, Lacey. Everybody get out of here and let's rock today. All right. Peace.